Dharma is going to Canada, and we want to send him with Harvest Fields' blessing. And as a representative of Harvest Fields, he's going to set up a work there in Canada. And so today we're just setting aside some time to ordain Dharma into the presbytery of Harvest Fields, which is part of the Orthodox Church. And so it will be a little unfamiliar to some of you, but just bear with us and you will understand as we progress. Andrew's going to come at this point and just go through this part of the service, which is a little unusual for us, but hey, let's go for it. Amen. Praise God.
We're here to ordain Dharma into the ministry and to be able to stand behind him and support him in the future in prayer. And if he needs us to visit him in Canada, well, we could think about that one, couldn't we, and travel. But just to encourage to be a support, and he knows I'm just joking at that point, because he's one of the sons of the fellowship. And it is a time when we just want to bring the blessing of Harvest Fields upon him, pray for him, support him, ordain him in the ministry of Harvest Fields. He knows, and he's been with us many years, he knows the way we believe, the things that we believe. We're so excited because it's the love of God that draws men and women to himself. Yes. It's not about law and legalism, but it is about God's love. Yes. But for the word says, God is love. And Jesus said, I give you a commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. And so I just want to encourage you and to encourage Dharma that as we step out and as he steps out into Canada in the future, that the message that we carry is that God is love.
Amen.
Laws will not get us into the kingdom of God, but love will.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I thank God for the love of God that has saved me.
Amen.
And has set me free.
Me,
and we don't need roads,
No. But
you know, this is a special time, this is a special moment, and we just want to encourage Dharma and to bless him and just be ministering to him and let him know that we're standing behind him in prayer and in the future. So praise his wonderful name. So we're going to commence this portion of the service and of the ordination of Dharma into the ministry. Under our covering and our protection for the future. And so it's important that we do this in accordance with the Word of God as well, to bless him and to support him.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
So Ken, would you come forward as the presenter on behalf of Harvest Fields?
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let him come forward who is to be ordained as presbyter. You know, it is a special day in Dharma's life. When you anoint somebody, it's a very important step. Our Most Reverend Father, in God, on behalf of the congregation here present, I humbly request that you ordain Dharma Safari to the Sacred Order of Presbyters.
Do you know him to be worthy?
As far as human frailty allows, I know and attest to his godly life and soundness of faith and doctrine, and believe him to be worthy of this charge and office.
Amen.
Thanks be to God. Dharma, would you like to just come forward and just kneel, please, and we will lay hands on you and conduct this service to you. Dearly beloved, consider what a great office is to be bestowed upon you. It is the duty of a presbytery to administer the fivefold sacraments of the Church, namely baptism, the Eucharist, reconciliation, the anointing of the sick and dying, and holy matrimony. The sacraments of holy orders have been reserved for the bishop. Are you prepared to assume these duties?
I am, the Lord being my helper.
Dearly beloved, brethren, the early church fathers ordained those who were employed as presbytery. The congregation should be consulted. It happens here and there that as to the life and conduct of a candidate, a few know what is unknown to the majority. Necessarily also, the faithful will render obedience to the presbyter if they have consent to his ordination. Therefore, lest one or a few be mistaken in their judgment or deceived by love and affection, we must hear the opinion of many. Whatsoever you know about their lives or character, whatsoever you know about their worthiness, freely make it known. Testify as to their fitness to the presbytery according to merit rather than affection. If anyone here has anything against Dharma Safari for the sake of the Lord, let them confidently come forward and state his objection before all. However, let them be mindful of their own condition. Praise God. He is of good character. He is of good representation. Hallelujah. Dearly beloved, you are about to be ordained to the order of presbytery. Strive to receive it worthily. Having received it, discharge the duty in praiseworthy manner. Understand what you do. Practice what you administer. Let your teaching be spiritual medicine for the people of God. Let the odor of your life be a delight to Christ, so that your promotion to the office may not be a cause for my reproach and regret, but rather a reward in the kingdom of God. May the Lord by his grace grant it to you. Receive the yoke of the Lord. His yoke is easy, and his burden is light. Grant, O God, to consecrate and sanctify these hands by this holy anointing and our blessing. Whosoever you bless, may they be blessed. And whosoever you consecrate, may they be consecrated and sanctified in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And everybody said,
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Pastor Dharma, present to you the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. That under holy orders, we anoint you. And in that position right now, you receive the communion of the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. Partake of his life and blessings for the future. This is the cup of the sufferings of the Lord Jesus Christ. He took the cup of suffering and he drank every portion of it. And he left us the cup of joy. Hallelujah. The cup of joy. He took my suffering, he took your pains, and he left us with this cup of joy. And so we partake of the precious, blessed life of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said to his disciples, "This is my blood which is shed for you. To do this in remembrance of me, as often as you can." Dharma, I charge you that you will remember the Lord's death and resurrection
and that you will make this part of your life and work for the future. The importance of this table, there is life. This is a contact point with the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive the cleansing and the washing of all sins by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Receive authority to proclaim the absolution and remission of sins to the penance, remembering the words of our Lord Jesus Christ when he breathed on his disciples and said, "Whosoever sins you so forgive, they are forgiven them. And whosoever sins you retain, they are retained." John's Gospel, chapter 20 and verses 22 and verse 23. "Arise, my son. May you know the peace and the blessing of God in your life."
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you. Amen. And with you always. May the blessings of the Lord Almighty,
yes,
the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost descend upon you, that you may be blessed in the order of a servant of presbytery and perform your ministry,
yes,
to the greater honor, to the glory of God.
Yes.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Father, we pray right now that your anointing will rest upon him mightily. Father, we pray right now that every curse of poverty, we pray, O God, and break every curse, Lord, of witchcraft and control that has been sought to be placed over his life. Lord, we break every curse. Lord, your precious name and this precious anointing and this yoke will break, Lord, every bondage. And Father, we break the work of Jezebel that has sought to destroy his life. And so we, Father, in the name of Jesus this day, we release him. We release him, Father, and we set him free. And we say, Lord, let him know that precious anointing. Let him know, O God, the precious love of God that sets him free. And Father, I pray that as he sows the seeds, Lord, you will be the Lord of the harvest. And you will bring forth the harvest. Lord, our commitment to you is to sow seeds. And Lord, you are the Lord of the harvest. Therefore, Father, we call upon you to bring forth a harvest, a mighty harvest, that we might give you, Lord, all praise and all glory in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to come around the Lord's table together now and jointly break bread and spend time in the Lord's presence together. It is a good day when somebody says, "I want to serve the Lord with all my heart, with everything that I have." It's a great day. When God calls one into the ministry and sets one aside for ministry, it is God's responsibility to take care of him. It is our responsibility to pray for him. It is our responsibility to encourage him.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
Who's got Facebook? Who has Facebook on there? Come on, let's see. Who knows Facebook? Right. You have to make sure he's on your Facebook.
Amen.
And you have to write to him and encourage him. Facebook's easy, you see. It's the cheapest way. You don't have to call him. You can use Facebook. If you've got, what's that other one? FaceTime. Who's got FaceTime? Okay, now you can talk to him for free. Hallelujah. I love free things, you know. The gospel is free.
Yes.
Amen? You can do it, can't you, girls? Just to encourage him and say, you know, things are going well here in Doncaster. We're praying for you. And we're believing that what's happening here will happen with you. And he will be telling you about what's happening with him.
Yes.
Praise God. And we can pray and we can know what is needed to be prayed for.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
There's nothing more powerful than the prayer of saints. Prayer changes things. Amen. Do you believe that? Prayer is powerful. Amen. So I want to encourage you, and I don't want any of you who've got Facebook not to have him on your Facebook. And I want you to be able to send him a message. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Even if it's, we're just missing you. We're praying for you. Just send that message. Sometimes that will be a kiss of life, of encouragement into one's life. Amen. So we'll come around the Lord's table together. And we will celebrate at the Lord's table. Amen. Praise God. After supper, Jesus took the bread and broke it and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And as often as you do this, you remember the Lord's body. You know what that remember means? It means you reassemble. You bring back together the Lord's body. We together are bringing back together the Lord's body as we partake of this precious life. Many years ago, it seems now, that both Grace, my wife here, and I were consecrated bishops. And we found at times, sometimes it opens doors. And that's all. I'm no different pre-bishop than I am post-bishop. I'm the same. I stand before God as his servant. Stand before God as his child. And have to come into his presence washed and cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Like everybody else. Amen. So come, let us break bread together. Just come forward and partake of this body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And receive his body. Amen.
Because of what the Lord has done. sing to God in prayer. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. Often.